Welcome to the Daily Wrap-Up, a concise show dedicated to bringing you the most relevant independent news as we see it from the last 24 hours. Well, thank you for joining me once again on another live edition of the Daily Wrap-Up. Today, I'm going to try to make this as I used to make them, about 20 minutes. Can't promise anything. I will try to keep these short. It's harder when they're live. But I've got about four stories today that I'd like to cover specifically, and all of them in general should tie back in your mind to the current efforts to demonize Iran, but we will be focusing essentially on U.S. allies today. Not that that's nothing new for this channel, but specifically in regard to what's been going on with Iran and all the propaganda around that, and really just how it's being completely ignored about all of these other things going on around the world that are deeply tied to U.S. actions, but are also just demonstrate a gross hypocrisy in regard to the United States. So for the first article of the day, and I think all of these are important, but this one specifically I think is very important. I'm still getting these wrong. There we go. For the first article, U.S.-Israel form working group to plot against Iran. Now, this should not really strike anyone as something profoundly new, but the information here is very important to take away in regard to what we're seeing, and really in contrast with what the U.S. is continuing to say, which is very important because that's the opposite of what we're seeing take place here. Now, media reports are quoting Israeli officials as saying that a few months ago, the U.S. and Israel formed a joint working group centered on plotting against Iran. The focus of the group is fueling internal unrest against Iran. Big shocker. While U.S. officials are unwilling to comment on the matter, the Israelis say the focus has been on sparking public protests against Iran's government. This puts the public protests going on inside Iran in a whole different light than the view being forced by the Western media, and the revelation that will likely hurt the protesters' credibility. I wouldn't even really call them protesters. These are provocateurs being pushed on in a large way by a lot of outside forces. It will also hopefully weaken the U.S. attempts to use the protest to try to sell the international community on supporting new U.S. sanctions against Iran and even military intervention, as has been the verifiable plan for a decade or more. These protests are just the same tired tricks from the U.S. and Israel and others as well that we have seen on repeat for a very long time. It's really time to call them on their extremely weak efforts. And this in general is something we're going to continue to see grow, and we have to realize, regardless of the Western media efforts, that this is exactly the plan. And we've seen it in many other places. We see it currently playing out in South America, Venezuela specifically, fomenting this kind of unrest within the populace and, you know, really creating it to a large degree, and then, you know, complementing it in a bad way of using that word with extremely forceful economic sanctions that hurt the very people they claim to be trying to protect. Now, speaking of Israel in this regard, let's move on to the next story, the second one for the day. As I said, all of these are very important, but this one in particular ties into this, the larger topic of Israel in regard to Iran. Israel, we will not allow Gaza to be rebuilt. Now, again, this is the frustrating topic of all of these, is that U.S. is continually demonizing Iran for things that arguably are not really happening. While we see the allies, such as Israel in the specific article, doing things demonstrably worse, even than the false allegations in regard to Iran. And that should really frustrate all of us. I mean, not just because of the hypocritical aspect, but because we're just being blatantly lied to by the very people who are supposed to be, you know, not just, I mean, really representing the United States, the American people, which is, it's almost not even in the conversation anymore as our dollars go to fund things just like this, but just that we're being lied to about what's being carried out in our name around the world. So Israel's president has pledged that the Gaza Strip will not be rebuilt, from their own actions, so long as Hamas governs the besieged enclave. Now, it's important here, first of all, to remember that Hamas, verifiably so, despite all the propaganda around it, was created by Israel for this exact purpose. Even if you want to argue that today it's no longer necessarily under the control of Israel, it was created to allow this kind of action. So they could point to Hamas and say, nope, we're not going to deal with them because of Hamas. It's the same kind of tired thing we're seeing everywhere else. But very clearly now they're saying this exact thing, that we are not going to rebuild Gaza, the area that we are occupying, or rather just, you know, Palestine, but that we are continuing to hurt and continuing to create humanitarian disasters within, yet we're not going to do anything because Hamas. That's essentially what they're saying. He's quoted in saying, Israel was and has remained the only actor in the region that conveys basic staples for the welfare of the residents of Gaza, which is patently false. I mean, that's just grossly false. And it's claiming basically that Israel is the only ones there helping these poor Gazan people. And while they're claiming they're not going to help them, which is just ridiculous. And he says this at a mourning ceremony for Israelis that were killed during some kind of action. It's just, the whole thing, it just screams hypocrisy. It's very frustrating. He goes on to say, quote, as long as Hamas administers Gaza with an eye only to destroying the state of Israel, which is exactly how they see Palestine, by the way, and attacking its citizens, and continues to hold the bodies of our soldiers, Gaza will not be rehabilitated. So another important thing to grasp here is that even if all the worst things they're saying are true, let's just say for the sake of conversation, which is not the case, but let's just say everything they say about Hamas is true, they're literally saying that we are willing to hurt the civilians just because Hamas is there, because they're doing what they're doing. We will allow the civilians to suffer, which shows you pretty clearly that it's that they don't care about the civilians, which is what this whole thing is kind of meant to pretend. Like, as long as Hamas is hurting everything, we're not going to help the people. They just don't care about the people there. I mean, again, and a lot of this stuff goes back to the human rights of these people, which is a conversation to be had. And yet, not even considered, even from the United States side. Someone like Nikki Haley shouts down anything negative about Israel. And obviously, we just saw them pull out of the Human Rights Council because they speak bad about Israel. God forbid. It's all based on truthful facts that are happening. And the international community is beginning to point this stuff out. On Tuesday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu threatened Hamas, and they would pay a, quote, unbearable price if it did not choose to accept a truce with Israel, which you have to understand what that means. It's not accepting a truce with Israel. It's accepting their deal. Right? It's not about let's come to the table and come to a truce. It's about here's what we're going to do, and either you accept this or you're going to pay an unbearable price, which we've seen with the, you know, Trump's kind of, you know, big deal or whatever he's calling it. There's some kind of fantastic deal of the world, or just paraphrasing it, some ridiculous word like that, that claiming that this big deal between them is going to end the process between Palestinians and Israel, and it's really not. It's about what's best for their group. And Palestinians don't even play into it, which they verifiably said. They said, either you guys get on board with what we're doing or we're not even going to include you, which is basically the quote. I'm paraphrasing, but that's exactly what it meant. So he's basically saying here that if you don't stop, you're going to pay an unbearable price. It's also important to understand that Hamas was freely elected in the last general Palestinian elections held in 2006. Israel has since imposed a stifling blockade on the Gaza Strip, limiting the entry of medicines, construction supplies, and food. Big surprise. I mean, clearly hurting the civilian population for a political end. I mean, there's no other way to look at that. Regardless of all the context, they're allowing the civilian population to suffer, which is not new. We've seen this all over the world in regard to Western actions, Israeli actions, Saudi Arabian actions. I mean, clearly they don't care about the people despite all their claims to the contrary. And this is a perfect example. Moving on to the next story, coming from Mint Press News, another excellent article that's very important to everything we're talking about. U.S. officials urge Israel to end illegal West Bank demolitions. Now, this is one that really gets under my skin. And it's something that this entire topic in general, and in regard to not just this location, but like Yemen, which I'm going to get into in a second, but the way that this stuff plays out, it's really horrifying. And I don't understand how anybody can look at what's going on here and not, and think that this is some kind of grander plan or something best for these people. It's pretty horrifying at the end of the day. Now, senior United Nations officials on the ground in the occupied Palestinian territory yesterday urged Israel to halt its demolition of Palestinian properties, expressing serious concern over events in Khan al-Ahmar, a village slated for destruction. People still living there, by the way. They just arbitrarily deemed this to be destructed. I mean, clearly this goes to the concept that Israel is continuing to push and close in on Palestinian territory, which all of Israel once was, illegally, by the way. And now they're just choosing to demolish this another village or their town just because they decide to. And people live there. They have families there. It's very frustrating to see this. Humanitarian coordinator Jamie McGoldrick, the head of West Bank operations for UNRWA, Scott Anderson, and the head of the UN Office for the High Commissioner of Human Rights, or for Human Rights, James Heenan, spoke out as Israeli forces began preparations this week for the planned demolition of Khan Al-Ahmar and the expulsion of its residents. McGoldrick said, quote, "What we are seeing unfold on the ground is deeply disturbing. Demolitions have a devastating impact on families and on communities." You don't say. I mean, he's obviously got his heart in the right place, but it's just like, that seems pretty basic to understand. He goes on to say, "These demolitions are particularly outrageous because they target communities who already live in extremely difficult conditions with high levels of humanitarian needs. I call again on the Israeli authorities to cease demolitions and other measures that may result in the forcible transfer of Palestinians," and all of which is due to the result of Israeli actions. So they're creating this terrible situation for the Palestinians and then making it even worse by kicking them out of their areas. And, you know, I can't express to you how angry something like this makes me, because this has nothing to do with politics. These are in average people that are just not taking part in this. I mean, regardless, there's probably some that take part in the political aspect, but not all of them. There are people living here that are just trying to live their lives that are continually suffering due to these political actions. That can't stand. We cannot be okay with that. The UN press release noted that, quote, "a wave of demolitions across the West Bank in recent days, with 59 Palestinians displaced since the 1st of July, including 37 children, clearly not involved in the political back and forth, these 37 children. McGoldrick added, quote, "These pastoral communities are mostly Palestine refugees, originally displaced from their tribal lands. They should not be forced to experience a second displacement against their will." So think about that. These are people that got displaced from the original concept of Israel taking over Palestine, and now they're coming in saying, oh, guess what? Now we have to kick you out of the other home that you patched together after we kicked you out of your first home. It's just disgusting. It's despicable. And again, I'm going to make this point more than once, so don't harp on me for repeating it in the show, but clearly this is the kind of thing that needs to be talked about while U.S. points at Iran. I mean, these are horrifying human rights violations, and the rest of the world and the United Nations is pointing them out, regardless of your opinion of the United Nations. It's kind of a general concept today to understand how horrible these things are that Israel's carrying out. You won't hear any of this. This is not going to be talked about. It's all about Iran and what they're, you know, hypothetically doing, even though a lot of it is propaganda and lies. Now, I'm going to show you this video, and it's a part of it anyway, and I'll have the link in the show notes, but it's pretty hard to watch, not because it's graphic or anything, because it's just hard to watch because these people are suffering, and it kind of disgusts me to see that these people have to go through something like this because of political reasons, because of an agenda. And not only that, that it's not being talked about when it very much deserves attention of the world. Now, this video is kind of frustrating to watch, so prepare yourself. Now, you could argue that these people are not, you know, following the direction of the police, which is kind of the same thing you'd hear from, you know, statist type people in this country, like, oh, he should have just done what he was told. But to understand the context here, to understand what's really happening, that these people are being forced out of their homes for the second time with no legal justification, just because Israel deems it so. You need to move so we can put other people from Israel in this area and we'll, you know, relocate you to somewhere else. And it's just, and so they're standing there trying to stop it from happening. I mean, would you do any less if your home was being overtaken by some occupying force? And just the beginning where, you know, the woman's running in to protect somebody she knows, and the cop just shoves her to the ground. I mean, these people, it's just, I mean, I could go off about this forever, but the concept is just disgusting. And this is something that is okay by, you know, in the eyes of the United States government, that they are backing this, they are funding this. We give Israel $10 million a day for who knows what. They use it for whatever they want, whatever the claim may be. And this is what we're seeing over there. And we can see that money continue. And guess where that money comes from? Your tax dollars. So you're effectively paying for these people to be displaced yet again. That should horrify all of us. This story does really get under my skin. Now, we have, I mean, as I said, these people are being forcefully removed from their homes. And the concept that I focus on here is the relocated, whatever that really means, for a second time. Because we don't know where this is going to end up. I mean, clearly these people are not, they're not looked at as normal people by the Israelis. I mean, we've shown that video in the past of the Irish prime minister, which I'll put in the show notes, holding up 13 different statements from Israeli officials saying how these people are less than human. They don't deserve anything. We should shoot them all down. All these horrifying things from current Israeli officials. And the point is that these people, they're going to get just sent over somewhere with some horrifying conditions, and that's relocated. I mean, and if even that, who knows where they're going to end up? The point is they're pushing them out of their homes. And this is not because of Hamas or some other scapegoat. This is simply what life is like in occupied Palestine. So while Iran is demonized by the U.S. and targeted for regime change, as they seem to replace its democratically, or they seek to replace its democratically elected government with the unknown, or rather extremely well-known terrorist group, the MEK, I think a lot of people are unaware of that, which I'll make sure to include some show notes in there. The MEK is a very, 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 you know, acknowledged a terrorist group that Hillary Clinton took off the list, but a lot of people seem to be unaware of what's going on there with John Bolton and Rudy Giuliani. I mean, my last show, anyone that watches this saw that, but I talk about the MEK and it seems like people have no idea what's going on there. But Israel is openly committing far worse than even the false accusations being levied at Iran. Yet this will never be seen on the Western media's evening coverage. Think about that. In addition, according to the UN, the extensive demolition of property by an occupying power, not justified by military necessity, which I don't even agree with that, and carried out unlawfully and wantonly, may be a grave breach of the Fourth Geneva Convention and may amount to a war crime. They're saying may, I don't know why. I mean, clearly, but very clearly, even the UN, who is arguably on their side, is clearly coming out and saying that what's happening there is horrifying. And we have to begin to see that, and we have to begin to share this with people that may not be aware. So why don't we take a look at what the other ignore U.S. ally is doing while the U.S. oligarchy seems to be screaming about Iran. The next story, again, coming from Mint Press News, another one that is just disgusting to see. Saudi airstrikes target wedding ceremony in Yemen, killing 11. Now, and again, this one, more than any, I think the topic of Yemen gets under my skin because it's not being, I mean, we tend to see glimmers of the of what's going on in Palestine on the news. They show you a misrepresented story, but it's in there, right? But this one is getting completely blacked out by the media. Many of you know, my recent video got censored just for covering the UN report that showed that the US coalition killed 370 kids. Excuse me, the US-backed Saudi coalition. Clearly, while they're on the ground and picking bombing locations, we could probably call it the US coalition, but God forbid my video gets censored yet again. But clearly this is something that is not getting any attention. And as I always say, when the media is completely silent on something, absolutely where we should be looking. So during a wedding party on Tuesday, women and children were gathered at their home, at the home of Ahmed Yaber Yamani, if I'm mispronouncing his name, I apologize, to celebrate his daughter's wedding when the bombing took place, killing 11 women and children who were attending the party. The frequency of wedding day attacks committed by the U.S.-backed Saudi-led coalition seems to be on the rise. On April 23rd, a wedding ceremony in Yemen was targeted by Saudi airstrikes, killing 50 civilians and injuring an additional 55. Henrietta Fore, executive director of UNICEF, has slammed the carnage, literally quoted, and it's calling it carnage, of over 2,200 children during the ongoing war in Yemen, warning that millions of other children are currently suffering the agonies of the humanitarian crisis in the country. directly due to things like the blockade and the bombing of hospitals by the U.S.-backed Saudi coalition. In a statement to journalists in Geneva on Tuesday, she said, quote, "The relentless conflict in Yemen has pushed a country already on the brink deep into the abyss. In addition to the more than 2,200 children killed since the conflict began 3 years ago, at least 3,400 others have been injured or maimed. Over 600,000 civilians have been killed or injured in Yemen since the U.S.-backed Saudi coalition began its attacks in 2015. The U.S.-backed Saudi coalition's blockade on Yemen has also triggered an epidemic of disease and famine across the country. And the UN's released many reports claiming that they estimate, you know, anywhere between, I think it was something like 10 million or more people estimated to die by the end of the year due to these actions. And they know this. The U.S., Saudi Arabia, the UAE, very well aware, and that's exactly the point. In regard to Tuesday's wedding bombing, sadly, the death toll is expected to rise as 11 wedding attendees who were rescued from the rubble are still in critical condition. Now, with all of this, I just don't, how can anyone lump this into some grand 4D chess move or claim that this is for the good of the Yemeni people or the Palestinian people, just as it was for the good of the Libyan people or the Syrian people, or just ignore it altogether? How can this be allowed to carry on? The truth is we don't have much choice anymore, but this is, I mean, really, it's this exact manufactured illusion that has allowed them to remove that choice. And that's something we have to begin to talk about on a regular basis, that all of this being manufactured around us has allowed that choice to be stolen from us. It is the choice of apathy or willful ignorance to the facts in exchange for some, I mean, so I guess it's some ploy that the, you know, this kind of this illusion of fighting the deep state. But you know what? We can't prove it. We can't see it, but we just have to trust it. And it really comes down to this secret war in regard to the deep state. And you all know what I'm getting at with that concept. But this, what we have to see is that this is the deep state. All that we are seeing play out right now, all the stuff I talked about today, is exactly what they have been planning for decades. And those who can't see that are just a piece on their game board. Hopefully, as time goes on and nothing changes, many will awaken to this deception, as with the many deceptions of the past. But sadly, while we await that realization, more countries are being invaded, human lives are being taken, and our very rights are being stripped away. While far too many cheer for the very plan they admitted to so many years ago. So really, everyone in the chat, everyone watching the show right this moment, anyone viewing in, you know, replaying it down in the next so many weeks, we have to continue to spread the truth. We have to continue to put this out there. Even if it feels like an insurmountable effort, even if it feels like we're falling and they're taking the lead, which a lot of that has to do with propaganda and making us feel that we're the silent minority, which it's, I mean, real, or I guess it is majority, but the point being that a lot of that's designed to make us feel like we're not, we need to keep our mouth shut because everyone seems on the same page but us. And I'm not going to lie, a lot of it does seem to be heading in that direction, but we should never stop what we're doing. We should never, ever give up on trying to spread the truth and trying to help these people. It's not about some imaginary border around some imaginary country. I mean, I believe deeply in the ideals of what this country was founded on, whether they were real or not. But I also understand that other human beings in the world have just the same inherent rights we do, regardless of the Constitution. These are human beings that have right to life, liberty, and happiness, just like everybody does. And the fact that we can just dismiss them as some kind of casualty of war that has nothing to do with us is simply horrifying. And until we can get everyone to recognize that we're all just citizens of the world, and that's no advocation for some kind of a global governance, that's the opposite of what I'm talking about, but we're all part of this planet, we're all just human beings, and we all have rights to be happy and not be bombed and displaced on a regular basis for some kind of arbitrary political goal. And that's what continues to frustrate me day after day, that people continue to just go along with this and think that some people are just less just because they say so. And that's truly horrifying. So all of you in the chat, I know I have a hard time paying attention to what's going on over there. I love you all, and I appreciate everybody tuning in. And I really value your interaction and your support for this channel. So get out there, spread the truth. Never stop doing so, regardless of how hard it seems. and I'll make sure and tune in next time. Probably for the next 3-4 days, I'll be doing shows in a row. So make sure and tune in and spread the truth. And feel free to reach out. You want to send me an email, send me information you find. I really appreciate that. And as always, I appreciate your super chats and anything else you send me. Make sure you check out our Patreon page. That's pretty much the only way that we keep this going. Your support is everything to me. So I value you all. Thank you so much. And we'll see you next time.